Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Mbombela 31, Johannesburg 29, Polokwane 33 degrees. The Department of Transport says a logistics plan for the transportation of jet fuel from the port of Durban to Oratama International Airport has been adopted. The airport has been experiencing a shortage of jet fuel after the National Petroleum Refiners of South Africa had to shut down after it caught fire in January. On Saturday, the opening jet fuel stock at the airport was 20.1 million litres. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola confirmed that the case involving four police officers accused of assisting illegal mining kingpin James Tiger Chwele is still ongoing in courts. The four Northwest officers were arrested last week for allegedly aiding the Lesotho Nationals' escape. Masemola says the specific details of the officers' involvement are yet to be determined.
At the end of the day, it will be proven whether he was aided, as to how long were they involved. I don't know, but they were part of the Valamgudu operation. They've been working there. So as to how long were they involved, whether they knew Tiger from when, I don't know. I can't give you answers.
ANC Treasurer General Gwen Ramaphosa has urged party members to put an end to internal divisions within ANC caucuses. She was speaking at the party's 113th anniversary rally at Alexandra Stadium in Gauteng. Ramaphosa emphasized the need for unity and stronger engagement with communities.
We must not wait for an election campaign. Our people didn't go out and vote for anybody else. That is why they want to remain in the ANC.
Gauteng ANC chairperson Paniyaza Lesufi has meanwhile called on former party members who left to join the MK party and the EFF to return home.
We are going to welcome hundreds of people that left to join another political party. They are coming back home because they've realized that side, that home is better than that side.
At the same time, International Relations and Cooperations Minister Ronald Lamola has urged US President Donald Trump to attain a thorough understanding of South Africa's policies within the framework of a constitutional democracy. This comes after Trump said he was cutting off all future funding to South Africa pending an investigation into the country's land expropriation policies. And Tshwane Mayor Nasipi Moyo says the deterioration of Marabastad over the years remains a major concern. She says the metro plans to rebuild the inner city, which will reach Marabastad.
It can be that this chaos that's happening in Marabastad is normalized. It's not going to be resolved tomorrow, but it's going to be resolved. But what I love in what the president was saying is that it's not only saying, Mayor, resolve this, that the community will be with us. And we do appreciate that.
I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings on Afrikaans at 11.
How can this not be in your bulletin? How fuss? Do you know that it is National Carrot Cake Day today? Yeah. What's in
this deal, Yella? Breaking news, Ilana. National Carrot Cake Day.
Guys, it is National Carrot.
I think we need some carrot cake in our lives.
Did you make some?
I could. I said I'm in my Nora Smith era.
Whoa.
From scratch.
Look at you, Nora. I can make a three-ingredient cake. You know, the kids call it an Easter cake. So it's three ingredients, you bash them together, and then, you know, it rises, they decorate it, and no one eats it. Okay, I do. But then, you know, carrot cake. Dadels.
Nuts.
Oh. I don't know what you're in.
Cream cheese.
You know, I actually know. Susan, I hope you're listening to Jacaranda FM this morning. There's a mom at school. She bakes the most delicious carrot cake. Maar sy vir vra, sy het nooit tyd nie.
Ilana, you're outing her.
I'm outing her, but she's my friend. I love her dearly. She's an adorable, God-fearing, lovely woman.
With the best carrot cake recipe.
That she never has time. 6 minutes past 10.